Our guests today, Pastor Joe Vinson and Aaron Duggan from Southeast Baptist. We're talking about the Bethlehem Marketplace at Southeast Baptist Church going on this weekend and also next weekend. This is the first year you've done it two weekends.
Yes, and we will blame Aaron Duggan that is sitting here with me for that. You know, it's something that has been talked about for many years, I guess, about doing it two weekends. If we're going to take the time to set it up, to do it two weekends. We've always been kind of nervous and scared of that because it is so demanding on our people. And we want to do it well. We don't want you to come through and there's one Roman soldier and there's you know, two other people and a plastic baby Jesus laying there. You know, we want to be done well. And that's been our I think our concern of expanding to two weekends is not being able to do it well. And so with it being our 30th anniversary, I think God really placed it on Aaron's heart that we need to do two weekends this year. And so we as a church committed to it, and we're going to do two weekends this year, and then we'll sit down and evaluate and see what God wants us to do next year.
Now, you said you don't want to have a plastic baby Jesus there. Have you ever run into the problem where somebody at the church did not have a newborn baby to use as baby Jesus?
Often. We do have outside people come in and play Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. We always try to use the babies in the church first, but you know, you're talking about eight different babies and Mary and Joseph. So we often have to go looking elsewhere to, of course, we use our daycare to use it as a resource too.
But it's a recruiting tool, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
And very often we have family in the church that they have a family member that's just had a baby and things, you know, things like that. We've actually, we've got one of our extended family that baby is due on either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
That's going to be interesting.
And I was like, couldn't y'all bump it up a little bit and we could make this real, you know, but.
Well, that's what happened to me. My youngest one was born on Christmas Day, so we barely missed it.
Hey, what goes into making this happen? I mean, how much money does it cost to put this on? How do you do this?
Go for it, Aaron.
Well, we have in our budget around $3,000, $2,000, $3,000 to put it on. It costs more than that. We have a lot of donations come in from church members to make it happen. But we have it down. After 30 years, we have it down pretty good to where we keep our costs low. And we know how to put it up and take it back down.
Now, a lot of animals are part of this too. What kinds of animals do you have at the Bethlehem Marketplace?
We have sheep, goats, donkeys, camels. There'll be a few chickens that the girls will be carrying around. Am I missing anything?
Some dead fish.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dead fish. Trying to sell some dead fish. That's right.
How do you get all these animals?
This weekend, Bill Boner from out there in the Bradleville area is going to bring his animals, his camels and donkeys. And then the second weekend, we've always had David Wooten from up in the Springfield area. He brings his camels and donkeys and the sheep down.
And then I guess somebody at the church catches fish and brings those, or how do you do that?
You know, we used to have some guys that were some pretty avid fishermen that would do that. They would catch them and you know, freeze them and have them ready. I think sometimes, though, we have to rely on catching things at Kroger, you know, to be able to do that.
Yeah. See, yes. You may have a red snapper there.
That's right.
Or a salmon. It sounds pretty cool. I mean, the production that goes into this is pretty big time. I mean, it's a lot goes into it.
It is. I tell you, the very first year that they did Marketplace, I remember them talking about they used cardboard to kind of cover the walls, and then over time they did a set change, and everything was plywood, and it was a lot of construction. And a few years ago, some of our committee members and some of the members of our church had this idea of redesigning the set. And we wound up actually working on Marketplace like in July and August and September to have it ready. But it is absolutely wonderful. It looks wonderful, and it goes up and goes down so much easier. if you get a chance, if you come through Marketplace, just think about that on that Sunday night after it's over with. About 6 o'clock, we start deconstruction, and we don't leave until it's done. It's completely packed up. All the sawdust is gone. Everything. It used to be, if we got out of there by midnight, we were doing really good. The last few years, 9, 10 o'clock, we're done. Yeah. Now, part of that is due to the construction of the set, and part of it's bulk of it is due to the hard work of our church members. They get it. It's amazing how many are there. They've worked all day for 2 days, and then they're there until the very end, making sure everything's put up and cleaned up. And it's not just the Marketplace, but it's also our sanctuary that has to be cleaned up and all that kind of stuff put up too. So it's a big undertaking. A lot of people putting in many hours, working very hard. But we think it's worth it. We do.
I don't see how you clean up by 9 o'clock. I can't imagine that. There's so much stuff to clean up.
It really is amazing. The first time we did that, we were all kind of staring going, wait a minute, are we done? did we miss something? But it's just a lot of hard work.
Where do you store the set for it?
Most of it's in a trailer donated by Duggan Construction. Put that plug in there. but we got a tractor trailer, and most of the set is, especially the wood, the big set, is stored in there. And we also have a room at the church that we affectionately call the Marketplace Closet, and most of the costumes and our little prop sets and things like that are stored in there during the year.
Do you ever use these costumes throughout the year for anything?
Oh absolutely. Yes. Yeah, they get used quite frequently in between, especially around Easter, or every once in a while I will pull out a biblical character, try to be in biblical character and come out as John or somebody. And so yeah, and just to give you a preview, Aaron, I'm planning on that for Easter this year. So
nice.
you know, your church sounds like you have embraced the arts. I mean, you don't hear about other churches dressing up in character for other things. You know, it sounds pretty neat.
We try to. One of the things that I try to do, I'm not always very successful at it, is be a little creative sometimes in how I present the gospel. I've driven a golf cart into church one time.
Well, that's unusual. What was the purpose of that?
It was on Father's Day. And the message was, golf can make you a better dad. And kind of doing a comparison between, you know, if you practice and you get good at golf, you can practice and be good as a father. So it was kind of a trying to catch everybody's attention a little bit.
That sounds pretty neat. What other unique things have you done?
Oh, gosh. I remember one time I came out, I was dressed as a fly fisherman.
So you like fishing and golf, it sounds like.
Actually, I don't do either one. Really don't. I have played golf before, but I kept scaring the worms to death, so they made me quit. And I used to fish, but I'm not good at it, so I kind of gave that up. Let's see. I've done... I did a series one time on missions, and I came in one Sunday as a Walmart employee. The Walmart over by our church was gracious enough to let me have one of the carts. I didn't have to steal it. They actually let me borrow it. And I had a Walmart uniform and everything. I came in as a homeless person one day. I've come in as the mission barefoot missionary, just different things like that. I don't get scared off. I don't do that every week, but every once in a while I'll try to break something like that out.
This morning we're talking about the Bethlehem Marketplace at Southeast Baptist Church, and Aaron Duggan is with us, a church member there, and Pastor Joe Vinson. Right now the time is 8:30. We're going to take a short break, but we will be right back.
Some of you said, we can't hear you. We fixed that. Now with more power on FM 100.5 and increased streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Need a new car?
Why not a truck? How about a Ford F-150 from Ford of Murfreesboro? Right now, Ford is offering up to $6,000 in rebates on F-150s or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify. Head to Ford of Murfreesboro and test drive the latest Ford F-150.
$6,000 in rebates or 0% financing for up to 60 months for those who qualify.
Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield, FordofMurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
We have a freezing fog advisory continuing early today. Otherwise, we will see plenty of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 32.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
As we get ready to wrap up your Friday morning rush hour, guys, please be advised, still dealing with a couple of wrecks along I-24 westbound, one at Haywood Lane and another one between Walden Road and Old Hickory Boulevard. Now, traffic doesn't seem to be affected too much by this anymore, but crews are still trying to get those out of your way, so please be careful. Now, in the Antioch area, starting right at that wreck at Haywood Lane, things are going to slow down, but again, nothing is really going to hold you up for very long. Los Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu. Voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop in for lunch or dinner. See them online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. With traffic, I'm John Boyce for WGNS.
Thinking about retirement living for yourself or a loved one? Think Adams Place in Murfreesboro. Retirement and assisted living, rehabilitation, and long-term care are available. If you need a vacation, take advantage of assisted living's respite care. Adams Place Retirement Community. Senior living at its finest.
This is Clark Howard. Join me Monday through Saturday middays on WGNS as we discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Good morning. The time right now is 8:34. You're listening to WGNS. We're talking about the Southeast Baptist Church Bethlehem Marketplace. And this morning our guests are Pastor Joe Vinson and Aaron Duggan, who is a member of the church. And again, this has been going on for 30 years. This is the first year you're going to do two weekends. Whenever you set up the great big set, do you bring in dirt, sawdust? What do you do?
There's sawdust. Aaron, you can speak to how much that
yeah,
that is.
We cover the floors with tarps, kind of protect the floors the best we can, but then we bring in sawdust. There's three dump truck loads of sawdust that gets hauled in and spread out.
Where do you get sawdust from?
I get it from Mr. Don Reed out there in the Bradleville area, his sawmill out there.
I didn't know you could buy truckloads of sawdust.
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
So three dump truck loads of sawdust. Why sawdust and why not dirt?
Sawdust is much lighter, easier to truck in and truck out with wheelbarrows. So dirt would be much heavier than a bigger
It would compact down. Yeah, by the time that many people walk through, it'd be a major extra chore to get that out.
Yeah.
So you're shoveling this into wheelbarrows, pulling it in, and then doing the same thing to get it out.
That's correct.
Yes.
How long does that take?
Depends on how many people are working.
Yeah, we had a good group show up Tuesday night to put it in there, and we had it all done in an hour and 45 minutes.
Now, you said Tuesday night. So what day do you start setting up for this?
We started setting up last Monday morning. We had a morning shift and a night shift, then Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, and then the next week of Tuesday morning, and then last night.
Does it change every year just a little bit, or is it pretty much the same every year?
The set's pretty much the same, just because we've got it marked and we know exactly where things go. I think probably the most change, we might occasionally move a booth from number one to number three, but that doesn't even change much. Many of those, the way that the construction is, it's kind of been built around different elements. The food vendor's booth is always in the same place. So it really doesn't change a lot as far as setup is concerned. The major and the story definitely doesn't change. The main difference is just a different character, different people and character, and playing different parts.
Now, I'm trying to think. It's been 2 years since I've been there, but isn't there a tarp that goes over the entire set as well?
It's a parachute.
A parachute that goes over the set.
It's a large cargo parachute that we hang from the ceiling, the cover of the ceiling, and you don't really know it. You're in our family life center.
And then there's also some, we've got some netting also covers a large portion of it. So that it again kind of brings the ceiling down, but we've noticed that most people never look up. Most people, if you ask them when they walk out the other side, what was above your head, most of them, they don't pay attention to that because there's so much going on and they're interacting with individuals. So now everyone that's listening is going to turn around and look this year just to see, but. That's not the purpose, you know. That's not the point. But yes, we try our best to keep that to keep out any indication that you're in a modern setting at all.
And the room that it's in, it's like a big gymnasium, isn't it?
It is. It's our family life center / gym. It has basketball goals on both ends, and you know the floor is striped to be able to play basketball, and you know. The exposed girders at the top, and that's why we try to cover all that to make sure that's not seen.
So you have to have some kind of lift, or do you use ladders to go up there and hang the parachute?
We just use ladders. Carry it up there, tie it to the roof.
And how many people are involved in this to make it happen? I mean, from the actors to the people who helped set it up.
We did a quick count a few years ago that it takes about 300 to 350 unique positions over both days, if you count parking Saturday and parking Sunday. So it takes, but so many people they duplicate up. They do Saturday and Sunday instead of working the early shift or the late shift. They're working both shifts. So right now we average about 250, 275 in worship on Sunday morning. So it takes just about all of us. To make this happen.
Does everybody at the church help out?
I don't have an exact number there. I'm sure there are some people that do not, but I would say the vast majority of the people do something. They either help with construction, or they're in costume, or they're helping with parking, or they're a host and hostess. They're donating food. They're helping clean up. Some people and some men, they don't want to be... in costume, they're not comfortable with that, and that's fine. But man, they are there at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon of the final day to be a fresh person to pack up, and that is tremendous. That is tremendous. So I'm not trying to slight anybody. For every position is important, and we have people plugging into here, there, and everywhere in multiple places. And so I would say the majority of the people do something.
Do you have different people working the same character? I mean, do you have breaks, and how do you go about that?
Well, we try our best to. The ideal thing is to have an early shift and a late shift each day. And some shifts, like Shepherd on the Hill, try to get changed out a little more often because of the amount of talking they have to do. Their voice just starts giving out. And it's cold out there sometimes. But many of them, they will do Shepherd on the Hill for 2 hours, and then they'll come inside into Marketplace and then sell Camel or move to a different booth. And very often we'll find that. We'll sign up for an early shift in one vendor booth and then switch to another vendor booth during the second shift. So, yeah, we do have a lot of duplication. We do have a lot of, but we also have a lot of switching around, too.
And what are the hours?
They're 1 to 5, all 4 days, 1 to 5. We try, we advertise 1 to 5. We try our best to start a little early as long as we can have everybody in place. And then very often we go a little late because if someone's already in the sanctuary and they're away, we do not, you know, it's not 5 o'clock, doors locked, y'all go home kind of thing. We've stayed as late as 6:30 before, because we want everyone to experience that. But I will say this, you know, if you are just getting there at 5:30, 6 o'clock, we may tell you that it's already closed for the day. We hate to do that, but we can't stay there till 10, 11 o'clock at night doing it. So 5 o'clock is kind of our cutoff. If you're going to be there by 5, we'll make sure you get through.
Walk us through the set and tell us about what we're going to see as we start this whole thing out.
Well, to start off, as some people may wonder about parking, we have parking attendants out in the parking lot that as you're coming in, they will guide you to a parking space, and then they will guide you to our sanctuary. which is where we don't want people standing outside, especially if it's cold or bad weather. So we bring into the sanctuary, and our associate pastor of worship, Kent Robbins, works very diligently every year to provide music, Christmas music, for people while they're waiting. He has tapped into many of our elementary, middle, and high schools that bring singing groups to come and perform. We have some other churches that are bringing some groups this year to sing, since we've got 4 days now instead of 2 days. And then many of our church members also provide special Christmas music and things like that. Once it's your time to come through, you'll be guided along, and then you'll go into what we call our tent. We've got a big GP30 tent that we've set up, and once you get inside that, the tour officially begins, and the Shepherd on the Hill is there, and he's so excited that you're there, and he's telling you about the angels that they saw last night and the baby, and encouraging you to go see the baby. And after that you kind of just start going through it kind of at your own pace. There'll be some goats or camels, or not camels, but goats or sheep or cattle or something in the tent there also. The boys will be trying to sell them. You'll go through and you'll experience the census takers, because everyone has to register. This is the reason you're there, is because you got to pay your taxes. And so you have to sign in. And then you open up into marketplace proper. You'll experience the camel there. You'll start experiencing the Roman soldiers telling you to hurry up, get your business done, get out of the city before nightfall, being mean and ugly and that kind of stuff that us Roman soldiers do. You'll start encountering people selling baskets. You'll encounter the money changer who's wanting to exchange money. And I am pleased to say, most people will not know this, but I am pleased to say we actually acquired several years ago some actual coins from an ancient dig. They're actually denarii that were used back then, and most people don't know that. And I guess it's probably just me as a little nerd that it really enjoys that. But we've got some authentic coins there. Of course, there's nothing officially for sale in Marketplace, but everybody's trying to sell you something. You know, 100 denarii, 4 drachma. And then if you try to give them a dollar, they have no idea what a dollar is, so they'll send you the money changer. And I've played the money changer before, and I've had people try to exchange money so they can go buy something. But the people coming through always have strange coins. They've got a weird, it's not Caesar's impression on that. I don't know where this money comes from. And so we can't exchange money with them because they just don't have the right kind of, it's fake stuff. You know, some of them try to paper. Everybody's got paper. You know, who needs more paper? And so we have the wine press, have girls stomping grapes in the wine press. Please don't drink the wine. It will be offered to you. Please don't. We actually had a gentleman drink it 1 year, and we're like, oh, that's just gross.
Tastes like feet.
it tastes like feet. Yes, it does. With sawdust in it. There's the our synagogue there. We have a rabbi and a student. Every once in a while, the student will blow a horn called a shofar, and it will call the men and the older boys to the synagogue, and there'll be a scripture reading. We have a food vendor, brass and copper. Aaron, you're going to help me
perfume
here.
Booth.
Perfume, the dyer's booth, pottery. The fishermen with the fresh fish that I promise you by the end of the day aren't so fresh. We have the innkeeper that is there, and some people hate the innkeeper, but he does a good job. We have a couple this year that have done it before that have volunteered, I think, all 4 days, every day.
Yes.
They do such a good job of explaining why, you know, there was no room, but they were trying to help them out, and they're in the stable if you want to go see them, and they do such a great job. Then the final thing, as you kind of come around, again, there's more animals, and you get into the manger scene itself, and there's usually some donkeys and sheep in there, but the main thing is the nativity scene, the Holy Family there, and it gives everyone has an opportunity to go up and to see and to reflect on what does that mean in their life. What does Jesus mean? And that's the point for all of this, is what does Jesus mean to you? As you turn to leave, there is a large cross that is there, and we also give out little crosses for families to take home. And the point being that the story that begins in the manger continues to the cross, and that the point that we're trying to make is that Jesus came. His birth is for us. It was the most precious gift that he could give to us, but it was fulfilled when he died on the cross for our sin. And we have individuals there that if anyone would like to talk about their relationship with Jesus or just talk in general about what's going on in their life, we have individuals that can be there and can share and can help point people in the right direction. And then after that, you exit out and find your vehicle and go on, hopefully with a joy in your heart and a smile on your face.
We're talking about the Bethlehem Marketplace taking place this weekend and next weekend at Southeast Baptist Church on Minerva Drive. Now, speaking of authentic, you said real money from those days is actually used. How did you find money from Bethlehem?
Internet.
I
got on the internet and started doing a search, and I found there's several companies out there that do that. They find coins from where they're doing a dig. It might be in Jericho. It might be outside. It could be various different areas in the Palestinian area. And you negotiate a price and purchase some. The ones that I got they weren't clean, and so I got them kind of cheap. And then I my children have a rock tumbler they were given as a gift several years ago, and so I put them in the rock tumbler and cleaned them up. Some of them came out pretty nice. Some of them still not so good, but it's got some pretty nice coins from that. And again, I can't be exact that they were around being used when Jesus was born, but it comes from that, that early century change from BC to AD century type coins.
I've never seen a coin from then. What do they look like?
They look a lot like a dime. Most of them, there's different levels. You've got denarii, which kind of look like a dime, all the way up to a drachma, which looks sort of like a quarter. It's amazing how similar they are, and tetradrachmas and things like that. They also had the Jewish people to use mites, of course, we're very familiar with from the biblical time, which are very small, even smaller than a penny. Most of the coins, they had silver, they had gold, and they had kind of a copper coin. And so it varies depending on the era and depending on where the coins are from.
Now, have you ever been to Bethlehem?
I have not. The closest I've been is our gymnasium.
Do you ever plan on going someday?
I probably wouldn't mind. It's not something that I have a big plan to go. But if someday I had the opportunity, I would enjoy going.
Have some of the actors have they been before?
I don't know that any of our actors have.
Maybe
I'm not sure about that. If there is, I'm unaware of it.
I've always heard stories that the things you'll see there in today's times are somewhat similar to what you would have seen back then.
We try our best, and most of that is just historic documents, reading history and trying to understand what was going on at that time. We don't seem to have any photographs of back then, so yeah. We don't have anything to go by like that.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
The Bethlehem Marketplace, again, taking place this weekend and next weekend at Southeast Baptist Church. Where is the church located again?
We're at 708 Minerva Drive. We're located off of Mercury Boulevard. We're actually in between Mercury and Bradyville and Middle Tennessee and Rutherford. So if you know where the Walmart over there is, you're not far. Roses, we're located at Hobgood School. We're located over in that side of town.
And this is, again, the 30th year that this has taken place.
Yes, 30 years. We'll see if it goes 30 more.
And how much does it cost to attend?
Nothing. It is free. No admission. We don't accept donations. This is our gift to the community.
Pretty awesome stuff.
Yes.
I think so.
Again, this weekend and next weekend. Right now the time is 8:51. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
We have a freezing fog advisory continuing early today. Otherwise, we will see plenty of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 50s. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Fallhuber. Right now, 32.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
The only place you'll hear good neighbor talk is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hello, Rutherford County. You're listening to 1450 WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Spread that news.
Good morning. The time right now is 8:53. Pastor Joe Vinson and Aaron Duggan are with us this morning from Southeast Baptist Church here in town. And we've been talking about the Bethlehem Marketplace. What are some of the comments you get after people walk through?
Oh, wow. It varies. Some people, and you can make as much of this as you want to. Some people walk through with this frightful look on their face because they're overwhelmed at what's going on. And they just kind of walk through. Other people will interact. And as they're going out, they'll give us feedback. We've had, some of the sweetest stories. One year, there was a little girl that at the manger scene. We've got a little barrier up. Some moms especially are concerned about everybody on the planet touching their baby. So we kind of got a little barrier there to people aren't like actually reaching out and touching the baby. But this one child, I don't know how old the child was. I remember it was a girl. She stepped over and she touched the baby, and then she turned around and basically ran out screaming, "I touched baby Jesus! I touched!" And it was so real for her, and that was very sweet. I remember one year standing at the back, and there was a mom, and I'm guessing the boy was probably 5, maybe 6 years old, and they had left the manger scene, and the mom was trying to quiz him to make sure he understood what was important about this, and was asking him kind of like, did you enjoy the camels? And he's yes. And finally she said, "Do you understand why we're doing all this?" And he looks at this little, I said, probably about 5 or 6 years old. He looks at his mom and he goes, "It's about baby Jesus, mom. Duh." he's like, he got it. He got what it was about. We have people that come through that say it's not Christmas until they've done Marketplace. We've had some families that they come through year after year after year. I remember it's probably been a couple of years ago now. One lady was coming through with her children, and she relayed that her family came way back. She remembers coming as a child, and now she's bringing her children. So it's third generation that's coming through. We've had families that. This has probably been several years ago. We had a family. They were up visiting with some family members in Murfreesboro. Came through on Saturday. They lived in Atlanta. They drove home on Saturday night. On Sunday, they got their Sunday school class to come back to Murfreesboro to go through Marketplace, and then drove back to Atlanta Sunday night. So it was very meaningful to them. Aaron, what other stories do you have?
Well, the story that sticks out to me that was the most meaningful to me was about 4 years ago. I was working in the fisherman's booth, selling my fish, and tell them my story of how the night when I was out there fishing, I saw the bright lights and the star and the commotion, and this child come through. She was probably 5 or 6 years old, and I stopped and I leaned down. I started telling her my story about how that night I saw the bright lights. And I said, you know, when I get rid of these two fish, I have two fish left. When I sell these two fish, I can go look for myself to see if baby Jesus is actually here, because I've been hearing rumors, but I hadn't seen him. I said, but if you see him, would you please come back and tell me? Well, of course, the fisherman's booth is the last booth before you walk through into the cave area where Jesus is at. Well, she come back, and I was talking to somebody else, and she tugged on my little costume, and she said, he is here, he is here. And she took me and showed me where he was at. And we stood there and looked at him, and I think that was the first time that Marketplace was a gift back to me instead of us a gift to the community, because she come back and it was really real to her.
That's pretty cool. I guess every year it's a different story. I mean, every year there's some different little kid who sees baby Jesus for the first time, and and their eyes are open.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Again, Bethlehem Marketplace taking place this weekend and also next weekend at Southeast Baptist Church. And again, the time...
1 to 5, all 4 days.
Saturday and Sunday, 2 weekends.
And it's totally free.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Our guests today have been Pastor Joe Vinson and Aaron Duggan from Southeast Baptist. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for allowing us to be here.
Thank you much.
Right now the time is 8:58. You're listening to WGNS, and local news comes your way right now.
A presidential candidate visited town. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. Herman Cain in Murfreesboro last night. The Cain train visited MTSU. During his speech to students, hecklers interrupted him by chanting, "We are the 99%. Cain picked up where he left off after the chanting ended. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kester, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. For more than 20 years, Dr. Mark Kester has helped thousands of your friends and neighbors find relief from pain. For free consultation, call 895-1253. Driver's License Testing Center in Murfreesboro will continue to be open on the first Saturday of each month through March. The testing center is extending their days of operation in order to help workers who don't have a picture ID card or driver license. New voting laws in Tennessee require voters to have a photo ID when they go to cast their ballot. So far, the state has issued over 6,500 photo IDs to people for their right to vote. Well, we are nearing the new year, and Nissan in Smyrna is in the process of bringing on 1,100 new workers for the new year. The new employees will kick off the year by working in the new Nissan Leaf plant. That plant also includes a lithium-ion battery plant. Nissan wants to take global leadership as a source of lithium batteries for electric vehicles. A man who claims to have been abducted by alien beings will be among the speakers Saturday in Murfreesboro at an annual conference sponsored by the Tennessee chapter of the Mutual Unidentified Flying Objects Network. Thomas Reed and his family have experienced multi-generational contact with such aliens since the 1950s, according to a news release from the network. The release said the conference would include people with stories of UFO sightings and extraterrestrial encounters. Conference is at the Baymont Inn from 9 to 5 on Saturday. I'm Ron Jordan, WGNS News.